Carnation Evaporated Milk presents MacDonald Carey on Stars Over Hollywood.
I didn't realize when I got the assignment that it meant the biggest story of my life. I didn't know it'd knock a million people off their feet when they read the truth about Glenda Roberts.
Welcome to Hollywood, home and workshop of the world's most glamorous people. Each week, Stars Over Hollywood presents the world's best-known stars, actors you've seen in motion pictures and heard on radio. Such famous names as Joan Crawford, David Niven, Lynn Barry. Today, Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, brings you transcribed a star who is currently being seen in the picture, My Wife's Best Friend, MacDonald Carey. The story, I Found Glenda Roberts. Ladies, when you buy milk, remember Carnation. No other form of milk comes in so handy, so many times, so many ways.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Every good cook is on the lookout for ways to improve, to get better results. Well, here's one of the best. Use Carnation evaporated milk. Not sometimes, but always when recipes call for milk. Carnation is more than double rich. That means you can mix it with an equal amount of water and still have milk that's richer than your own or any state standard for bottled milk. That's one big step toward richer, more savory dishes. Here's another. Carnation evaporated milk is heat refined for better blending. That makes for smoother, creamier foods. There's no doubt about it. You'll cook better when you cook with Carnation. Discover for yourself how many ways you can use it, how much you can save on milk and cream bills. Take stock of Carnation's advantages. Then stock up with Carnation evaporated milk, the milk from contented cows. And now, Act One of I Found Glenda Roberts, starring MacDonald Carey in the role of Steve Bailey. Curtain going up.
My name's Steve Bailey. I write for the World American Syndicate. You know, the kind of things you read in the supplement of your Sunday paper. I just got back from Australia, where I did a story on the Aborigines. The boss thought it was great, and I thought I was all set for a little vacation. But no, boss man had other ideas. He tossed me an assignment that was different from anything I'd ever done before.
Find Glenda Roberts.
Who lost her?
Don't be funny.
Oh, wait a minute. Glenda Roberts, the actress. Well, what do you know? I haven't heard that name for years.
Neither have millions of other people. It's the idea. Find out what happened to her, where she is today, what she's doing.
Glenda Roberts, America's ex-glamour girl and queen of the silver screen.
Steve, there's a big story if you can get it. Find out why she suddenly left Hollywood at the peak of her career and hasn't been heard from since.
How long has it been? About 12 years, isn't it?
15. I checked with her old studio, Embassy. Her contract expired in 1937. She was all set to re-sign at $5,000 a week when she up and disappeared. You find out why.
Just like that, huh?
It's your baby. Now, get out of here, will you? I'm busy.
Well, that was the way it all began. I talked to producers, writers, actors, prop men, anyone who'd ever known her. But nothing. After 3 days of snooping around, I was exactly where I began. Nowhere. Next stop? Glenda's ex-husband, Brad Gilmore. He was still a top star, the rugged He-Man type. Only in private life, he was about as virile as a piece of wet spaghetti.
Oh, there you are, Mr. Bailey. There you are. Sorry to have kept you waiting.
That's all right, Mr. Gilmore. It was only an hour. And besides, you're a star.
Do I detect a note of sarcasm?
I'm not sure myself.
Well, sit down. Now, What do you want to write about me?
Not you, Gilmore. Your first wife, Glenda Roberts.
Glenda? You want to write a story on her? Well, she hasn't made a picture in 15 years.
That is the point. Where's she been all this time? Why did she suddenly leave Hollywood?
Ah, Glenda, there was a beauty. I don't think anyone's ever really taken her place on the screen. She was synonymous with glamour.
Uh-huh. Where is she today?
That I don't know, Mr. Bailey.
Why did she leave?
She wanted a divorce. She was free of me and free of the studio. I remember her saying that she wanted to lead the quiet, simple life, that she was tired of Hollywood, and that if she were to leave town, I wasn't to worry about her.
And you've never heard from her since she left?
Not a word. Mr. Bailey, why don't you forget this story? After all, Glenda belongs in the past. Why not leave the past where it is?
Uh-uh. She left for a reason, and I'm going to find out what that reason was.
If you want to persist.
Look, Gilmore, she was your own wife. Don't you care what happened to her?
Oh, why, certainly. I thought of Glenda occasionally. Of course, my career has always been uppermost in my mind.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Bailey, why don't you take my advice and stop playing the intrepid reporter who smells foul play? Glenda just left Hollywood because she was tired of it. It's as simple as that.
Gilmore, I think you know more than you're telling.
Do I? Should you care to do a story on me in the future, I'm sure I can give you more information.
I'm sure you can.
If you do find Glenda, and I'm sure you won't, say hello to her for me, won't you?
You know, Gilmore, all these years you've been playing stinkers. I thought you were just acting. The next few days I spent talking to anyone who had even faintly known Glenda Roberts. But no one had actually heard from her in 15 years. I still had about a dozen or so names to check when my first break came. She was a quaint old gal named Nora Carlyle, retired now. And she used to be Glenda's personal hairdresser.
Glenda? Oh, I can tell you loads about her. Sit down, Mr. Bailey.
Thank you.
And I think it's wonderful you're wanting to do a story on her. Now, there's a star that shouldn't be forgotten. What do you want to know?
I want to find her. Talk to her myself. Do you know where she is?
Not exactly.
What do you mean?
One day I got a letter from her.
She wrote you?
Oh, I still have it.
You kept it all these years?
You'll see why when I show you. Here it is. I'm mighty proud of this. I never showed it to anyone else before. Here, read it.
Thanks.
With it came a check for $1,000. I just about fell over.
Dear Nora, just a little token and appreciation because you, more than anyone else, helped me be glamorous. Thanks for all your years of keeping every curl in place. I'll always be grateful. Already I miss Hollywood in my career, but I won't be coming back. Keep this note to yourself and don't worry about me. God bless you, Glenda Roberts.
$1,000. Oh, she was a peach.
It's postmarked Keeling Falls, Nebraska. What was she doing in a small town?
You got me. I don't know.
You never showed this to anyone?
Oh, not a soul. She knew she could trust me. The only reason I showed it to you is because I think it's about time somebody found out where she's been all these years.
This was written a long time ago. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that that's where she is today. But at least I'm going to find out.
Oh, I hope you find her, Mr. Bailey. I've often been very curious myself about what happened to her. She was always so happy here in Hollywood. Don't know why she ever left. Ah, she was a peach, she was.
So are you, Nora, a real peach. And thanks for the lead. When I got to Keeling Falls, I looked for the name Glenda Roberts in the phone book, not expecting to find it. And I was right. I looked under a real name, too, but that wasn't there either. Then I went over to the post office and spoke to the clerk. I showed him one of Glenda's photographs and asked him if he'd ever seen her.
Well, now, ain't that something? It sure is pretty.
You mean you recognize her?
Yeah, I think so. Of course, she looks awful funny here in the photograph. I mean, all those fancy clothes and everything. Nobody here in Keeling Falls wears nothing like that. Still, ain't no mistaking that there face. It's Karen Talbot.
Karen Talbot?
That's right. Say, where'd you get this picture, anyhow? What do you want with her?
Well, I'm an old friend. Haven't seen her for a long time.
Oh, you're going to surprise her, huh?
Yeah, yeah. How do I get out to her place?
Well, you go out Elm Street and just keep right on going. It's a great big place. You can't miss it.
Thanks.
The funny thing.
What's that?
She don't around much, and I don't think I ever did deliver a letter out there. Some people just like being by themselves, I guess.
Tell me, how long has she lived here?
Oh, 10, 12, maybe 15 years.
Well, thanks. You've been a big help. Here.
Hmm? $20? Well, thank you, mister.
I got a room at what was jokingly called the hotel. Then I paid for a ride out to the Talbot place. It was a big old wooden house that must have been called a mansion when it was first built. Only it was a little run down now. I told the driver to wait, then walked up the path to the big front door and knocked.
Yes?
I stood there and stared. I didn't expect to find anything like this. I was so surprised I hardly knew what to say. But I was positive that my search had come to an end. Here, in an old house in the middle of nowhere and 1,000 miles from Hollywood, I'd finally found Glenda Roberts.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's radio drama, I Found Glenda Roberts, starring MacDonald Carey, and brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, our authority on foods and cooking has important news about soup creamed with Carnation Evaporated Milk. Here's Mary Blake, Carnation's home service director.
Well, Art, most homemakers are interested in the opinions of women like themselves. That's why I want all our listeners to know about a recent extensive test conducted impartially with a large panel of housewives. You see, we discovered that a vast majority of them, nearly three-fourths, preferred some combination of Carnation evaporated milk in soup over fresh bottled milk.
Well, exactly how did this survey work, Mary?
Each housewife was asked to prepare canned tomato soup three different ways. Mixed with an equal amount of fresh bottled milk, mixed with an equal amount of undiluted Carnation, and mixed with one small can of Carnation and a half cup of water.
And most of them preferred Carnation over bottled milk?
By an overwhelming majority, Art. And a great many of those housewives in the test had very nice things to say about Carnation, too. They comment on its homemade flavor, its smoother texture, and its extra richness.
Well, that's really not so surprising when you stop to think that Carnation is more than double rich and heat refined for better blending besides. So, today we recommend tomato soup made with Carnation evaporated milk.
We do indeed. Now, here's how most people like it. One can of soup mixed with a small can of Carnation and a half cup of water. If you happen to like it richer, then I'd suggest using undiluted Carnation. But ladies, let's not confine our recommendation to just tomato soup. Any canned soup, chicken, split pea, vegetable, and the rest. And any homemade soup will taste better when you make it with Carnation evaporated milk.
Yes, Carnation does perform cooking miracles not possible with any other form of milk. And it saves you money. So, for most cream purposes, for all milk purposes, always use Carnation, the world's leading brand of evaporated milk. Return now to the second act of I Found Glenda Roberts, starring MacDonald Carey in the role of Steve Bailey.
She stood in the doorway wearing a plain cotton dress and practically no makeup at all. A far cry from the glamorous clothes she used to wear. But there was no doubt in my mind. This was Glenda Roberts. I was certain of that.
Yes? What is it you want?
Good morning. My name's Steve Bailey. I'm with the World American Syndicate.
A reporter?
That's right. And I've been looking for you for a long time.
Oh, I don't understand.
Maybe we'll save a lot of time and talk if you just take a look at this.
Here. Photograph.
Mm-hmm. There was a time when 10,000 of these went out every week to your adoring fans, Glenda Roberts.
You think this is a picture of me?
Can you deny it? Take another look.
Well, if my memory is correct, Glenda Roberts was a motion picture actress some years back. This is her photograph. And you think that I'm Glenda Roberts?
I know it.
My name is Karen Talbot. You made a mistake.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't close the door.
I don't believe there's anything more to discuss.
Now, look. Give me a break, will you? I just want to write a story on you. Is there anything wrong with that? Or maybe if there's something you don't want known. Is that it? Maybe you've been hiding something all these years.
Will you please leave, Mr. Bailey?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt anything.
Well, that's all right. Just put the flowers in the living room, will you, please?
Yes. Yes, they're lovely, aren't they?
Who is that?
Are you still asking questions? That happens to be my housekeeper. She does light work for me.
I'll be at the hotel in town if you change your mind.
Mr. Bailey, I'm not Glenda Roberts. You've obviously made an error.
She could deny it a million times, but I knew that she was Glenda Roberts. And now that I'd found her, I had to figure out a way to get her to talk. That afternoon at my hotel, I was out of cigarettes and went down to the lobby to get a pack. While I was there, out in front of the hotel crossing the street, I saw the old housekeeper. She hobbled into a grocery store. Maybe this would be my break. I followed her. Pardon me, but...
What? Oh, you're the reporter that was out at the house this morning, aren't you?
Did she tell you I was a reporter? Oh,
Miss Talbot tells me everything. I've been with her a good number of years. I suppose you want to ask me some questions now.
Well, I would appreciate it if you'd help.
I'd like to, young man, but I don't think I can. Miss Talbot says you think she's somebody else.
That's right. I think she's Glenda Roberts, the actress.
Mm-hmm. That's what she said. We both got quite a laugh out of that.
How do you know she isn't?
Because I've known Karen since she was a child. Oh, and her family, too. No, if she looks like someone else, well, I suppose it's just a coincidence, that's all. Karen, an actress. You have made a mistake, young man. And now, if you'll excuse me, I have some shopping to do.
Hello?
It's me again.
Can't you leave me alone? What kind of a person are you, anyway?
Don't hang up. Won't do you any good. I'll just call back again and keep calling.
I've told you over and over again I'm not Glenda Roberts.
I'm the patient type.
For the last time, will you please leave me alone?
When I get my story. Now, look, you've played possum from the world long enough. If you're in any sort of trouble, maybe I can help. Is that it?
You can help by going away. Please leave Keeling Falls.
I'm staying right here till you give me the story. You are Glenda Roberts?
Yes, I'm Glenda Roberts.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. I'll be out to your place in 15 minutes.
You know, it's a funny thing, Mr. Bailey, but somehow...
Steve, we might as well be friends now, huh?
Steve. But somehow, after all these years, I thought I was safe.
Safe?
Forgotten, shall we say. By my fans, by the people I worked with, actors, friends.
Well, let me get this straight. You were in the top 10 at the box office. You were all set to re-sign at Embassy for $5,000 a week. You were considered glamour, personified. And you wanted to throw all that over for the simple, quiet life?
That's right. I wanted to hide from everyone and lead a new life.
And your husband, Brad Gilmore. How come the divorce?
Well, it just seemed a sensible thing, that's all. What's the matter?
Just thinking. You know, you're still very beautiful.
Thank you. I hope you'll put that in your story.
Magic beauty secrets?
Something like that. Remember, it was my job to be attractive.
Yeah, you even worked overtime.
No more questions?
No, won't be necessary.
Well, what will you write in your story about the Glenda Roberts of today?
I don't know yet.
Just write what I told you. That you saw Glenda Roberts today, living a secluded life, but happy and still as beautiful as ever. Can't you write that?
Look, I don't know what it is you're hiding, but I'm not such a bad guy. Can't you tell me?
I can't, Steve. I just can't. If the truth were known, the real story, it would kill someone. Do you think I like living out here? You're the first person I've seen in years outside of the people from town. And it would have been nice if you weren't a reporter. Oh, Steve, I'm bored here and unhappy. But I can't leave. Why did you come here? We have nothing to talk about.
I think we do. Karen?
Why did you call me that?
Because you're not Glenda Roberts?
This is getting a little confused, really. First you insist that I am Glenda Roberts and I deny it. And then I admit I am and now you deny it. Why?
A woman's age is a funny thing. A guy can never be sure. I suppose it takes another woman.
What are you trying to say?
Glenda Roberts was 29 when she left Hollywood. She'd be 44 today. And you're nowhere near that. You're young, Karen. You're as beautiful as she was, but you're young. Glenda Roberts is your mother, isn't she?
Oh, Steve, don't, please.
Your real name is Kathleen, isn't it? I think that was the name. And Brad Gilmore is your father. You must have been about 9 when you left Hollywood with your mother. I almost forgot there was a daughter. You were kept at schools all the time and away from Hollywood.
Steve, don't.
Where's your mother? Are you hiding her here in this house? Is that it?
No, please. No, please. It'll kill her.
Where is she?
All right, all right. The snooping and your meddling finally pays off. Yes, Glenda Roberts is my mother. And now do you want to see her and gawk at her? Then take a look out this window. There in the backyard, sitting under that tree, that's Glenda Roberts.
It's unbelievable.
Are you satisfied now?
That can't be Glenda Roberts.
Well, it is.
But you said that old woman was your housekeeper.
That old woman is my mother. She's only 44. She looks 70, doesn't she?
I don't understand.
She's looked that way for almost 15 years. Almost overnight she changed from one of the most beautiful women in the world, what you see there. The glamorous Glenda Roberts suddenly robbed of her health and her beauty. That's why she left Hollywood, Steve, to hide from the world, to lose herself, hoping that everyone would remember Glenda Roberts as she was.
So that's Glenda Roberts. Oh, brother, what a story this will make.
But don't pity her. At least she's happy. It's a great comfort for her to think that the world remembers her as a glamorous personality. And she's content to live the rest of her life here quietly, with me to help her. So now, Steve, you won't write the story, will you?
Karen, I think you know how I feel about you, but I'm a reporter.
If you do write that story, the whole world will know where she is. The people here in town will point at her and say, she used to be that beautiful picture star. Look at her now. Oh, Steve, don't you know what that would do to her?
I've got to write this story.
Why?
I can't allow my feelings to interfere. I told you that before. Otherwise, I'd never get a story.
Those are just words, Steve. You're not that hard, not really. Oh, please, don't write it. I'm begging you.
I'm sorry, Karen. And I'm sorry I couldn't have met you under different circumstances.
All right. Go ahead. Play it up big, Steve. It's a good story. Now get out of here.
Karen.
Get out of here!
Yeah?
Mr. Steve Bailey?
That's right.
Long distance calling. One moment. Go ahead, please.
Hello? Steve?
Karen, is that you?
Yes. How are you, Steve?
Fine, but let's skip the formality. How come the call?
I read the story. Why did you do it?
What do you mean?
It was a wonderful story, but you didn't write the truth. Isn't that what you wanted to do?
I did write the true story, Karen.
But you said she was as beautiful today as she ever was.
She is? You yourself said she was happy leading a quiet life. And as I see it, beauty is a form of happiness.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
How does she like the story?
She cried because she liked it so much. You didn't give her secret away. and nobody's going to bother. And thanks for calling Keeling Falls, just a small town somewhere in the United States.
I'm glad she liked it.
She'd like to thank you in person, darling.
Hey, that sounds like an invitation. And you know what? I've got a vacation coming up.
Why don't you come out, Steve?
I couldn't think of anything better. I'll take the next train. And Karen.
What, Steve?
I love you.
And so the curtain comes down on the final act of I Found Glenda Roberts. This week's Stars Over Hollywood show is presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring MacDonald Carey. In just a moment, we'll have news about next week's show. Meanwhile, how about a curtain call, MacDonald Carey?
My pleasure, Art.
Well, I'll tell you this. Your performance today as Steve Bailey was our pleasure. When you found Glenda Roberts, well, you found the way to keep us all well entertained, young and old alike.
Well, thanks a lot, Art. You know, I'm never quite sure about those young ones till I check with my own small but critical audience at home. Four of them, to be exact.
Well, there'll be mighty good news tonight for Dad. Say, Mac, with four children in the family, you're a good man to vouch for this. One thing parents hope for most is to see their children grow up into healthy, active adults. Now, to realize that hope, a good beginning in life is important. And there's no better start, no better foundation for good health than Carnation Evaporated Milk.
That's something we've already learned at our house, Art. Four times, as a matter of fact.
That's mighty good to hear, Mac. And you know, there are millions of careful parents like you and your wife. In fact, 8 out of 10 mothers who feed their babies Carnation say their doctor recommended it. Doctors know Carnation is doubly safe. Pasteurized and then sterilized after the can is sealed. Easy to digest. And a source of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. And that's not all. Carnation contains those important milk minerals, calcium and phosphorus, essential food elements that help to build strong bones and good teeth. Yes, wonderful Carnation evaporated milk is a fine food for babies. But, of course, you know that already, Mac.
That's right. And the more people who find it out, the better, Art.
Coming from a father of four, that sounds mighty good to us. And now for your lovely wife, a splendid Carnation mother, please accept this bouquet of red and white carnations.
Oh.
Just like those pictured on every can of Carnation evaporated milk.
Well, thanks for both of us, Art. And now, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, MacDonald Carey. Next Saturday, Stars Over Hollywood will present Miss Lynn Berry in a dramatic story titled The Lady from Washington. And now, here's Miss Berry.
Oh, yes, there was a man long ago. He tried to get me to stay out of politics. I was stubborn. He was stubborn. I guess that's why I'm a senator.
Thank you, Lynn Berry. We'll all be back here next week to hear you in this interesting play. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood presentation was written by Charles Wolfe. Supporting Mr. Carey were Loreen Tuttle, Risa Royce, Ted Von Eltz, Joan Danton, and Herb Vigran. The program was directed and transcribed by Don Clark. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure you buy Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk. No other form of milk comes in so handy, so many times, so many ways.
It's Carnation time when it's coffee time. It's Carnation time when you're cooking too. It's Carnation time at baby feeding time. The milk from contented cows for you. All around the clock.
And now for the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, this is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Allen television show brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Tune in every Saturday and hear the world's greatest motion picture stars on Stars Over Hollywood. Next Saturday, we are proud to present Lynn Berry in The Lady from Washington. Stay tuned now to hear Fun for All, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
This is the CBS Radio Network.